This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. Now, Glacier Banks Community Conversations. 15 minutes with one of Northwest Montana's newsmakers.
Glacier Bank's totally free checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. And this morning, we welcome from Land to Hand, Maris Riddell.
That's me.
Okay, good morning. And we also have Ellen Meering with us.
Good morning.
Good to have you both here. Yeah. So we've got the second annual Wildcat Garden Club plant sale going on.
We are so excited. Tomorrow, Wednesday, from 3 to 6 p.m., the Wildcat Garden Club, which is the junior high students from Columbia Falls Junior High School, are putting on their second annual plant sale.
Oh my gosh, these are the junior high students?
Yeah, 11 to 14 year olds.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now they planted these from seed and have grown them?
Yeah, these kids have been working hard since February. They planted tomatoes, peppers, squash, flowers, and herbs.
Oh, so these are, vegetables.
Yeah.
So these are the starter plants.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I like to do it. This seed stuff is...
Well, they started
I don't do well
seeds.
With seeds.
Yeah. They did all the hard work for
you.
Yeah. And these kids, this is a fundraiser for their club. It's an after-school program. So mm-hmm. anyone that comes out and buys some plants for their garden, all of that funds goes to support an after-school program for
these
kids.
That's great. Wow. Now, these kids are 11 to how old?
Like 14.
11 to 14.
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty... enterprising.
Well, I was playing in the dirt when I was that age.
Yeah,
but I wasn't making money doing it.
You know, we had a garden club kid tell me that he's starting a lettuce farm with his grandma this summer.
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah. So little entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So these kids are learning how to grow, cook, and eat, and they're sharing that with their family and their community.
Who teaches these kids how to do this stuff?
You know, Ellen actually was in our education program last year, and they all call her Farmer Ellen.
Yeah. Farmer Ellen really
started this. The first annual was her idea, so we're excited to have her.
Well, that's great.
See, I'm good with planting the seeds. I can stick them in the ground and do all that stuff. But when it comes to, coming back and taking some of the ones out to make more room, I can't pull a perfectly good plant out of the ground. It just drives me nuts.
I'm the same way. But Ellen's better at that.
Thank you. So, thank you for being the same way. I don't feel quite so weird with this.
So it takes a discipline. You need to have space between them, right? Is that it?
Yeah, the kids actually are really great at this. So if you guys come out to Columbia Falls Junior High School tomorrow mm-hmm. to the Wildcat Garden, the kids will actually tell you the spacing that you'll need between plants.
Okay.
So if you buy a broccoli plant, they'll tell you how far to space your plant.
Oh, 3 or 4 yards is fine as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But
the carrots, that's the one. I love these carrots. But boy, you've got to pluck these things up, about 4 or 5 of them, in order to have enough room for a carrot to grow.
Yeah. Now when they pull one of these plants out to make room, do they transplant it then?
Yeah, so the kids grew all of the plants in little pots, like 4-inch pots.
Oh, okay.
And so you're going to take the pot home and put it in your own garden.
Okay, so this does make it easy. Then you know how far to plant them.
Yeah.
Wow, this makes gardening for even a person with a black thumb.
Yeah. Now, I don't know that much about plants, but I've seen, I mentioned to John, when my wife requests that I go shopping with her, oftentimes I'm waiting in the car with the engine running. But I've gone into different plant places, and sometimes they have these look like mulch pots or something. That do they actually deteriorate into the ground? You don't need to take them out of the pot?
Yeah, so those do decompose over time. Usually the gardeners are peeling those off before they plant, but they will decompose.
Yes, you don't want to limit their riff, Robin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
The roots have to reach out.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
So this is really cool. Tell us about some of the varieties that are going to be available tomorrow.
Go ahead.
I believe there will be some sweet peppers, some gold tomatoes, which are a fan favorite, cauliflower, broccoli, lettuce, other tomatoes, basil, seed potatoes, banana squash, cosmos, zinnias, and a whole bunch more. I think we have plenty of flowers.
I'll bet these kids eat their vegetables, don't they?
Yeah.
We hope so.
And we had some additional plant starts donated from a local farmer, Brooke, from Wicked Good Farm. Mm-hmm. She donated some of her extra plant starts to this plant sale. So we want to say thank you to Brooke.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's cool. Okay. So let's also talk about some of the farmers market stuff that's going on, too, and particularly a way that you can really make your food dollar stretch. We'll do that with Mara and Ellen right after this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where do you feel most at home? On your living room couch? Maybe with your family around the dinner table? This is Lacey Ambick, NMLS number 954154 for Glacier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Feeling at home is important. We want to help you get there. The dream you had in mind, it could be buying a first home or building a new one. Glacier Bank is ready to make it happen. People like you have been trusting Glacier Bank to finance their projects for almost 70 years now. After all this time, you could say we know our way around the block. Give us the chance, and we'll do everything we can to get you in your home, feeling right at home. There's no better place to be.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
And today from Land to Hand, we have Mara Schradel and Ellen Meering with us. So, farmers markets. You guys are big on farmers markets, aren't you?
We are. One of my favorite things about the farmers market is that we can support local farmers and vendors at the actual price of their goods, rather than through the grocery store where they would potentially lose some of their profit. But we also recognize that that is a little bit more expensive than most people have the food budget for. So a big part of our programming is to make that food more accessible to folks that might need it.
How do you do that?
So one of our programs, which is really exciting, is our SNAP benefit program. So if you receive SNAP benefits on an EBT card, you can come to our booth and swipe your card to get tokens that act like cash in the market. However, up to $30 off of your card, we can match you. So wow. It's called a double SNAP program. And yeah. In that, those double SNAP dollars are good for fruits and vegetables.
All right. That's a heck of a deal. Yeah. I went to a fancy restaurant Sunday, and I have to admit the best thing that I had in the entire meal was the salad. And there were little cherry tomatoes that were so great. They had to be local, you know,
yeah.
Ice cold, stuck the fork in them. Oh, it was awesome. And yet, I don't like to make salads at home, you know. It's just.
I know. I love when someone else makes me salad.
Yeah. I get started making a salad, and I can't stop. And before long, I've got so much stuff in there.
Well, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah,
that is good. I don't have enough stuff. You know, I'm looking for stuff to put in.
Well, mm-hmm. You should come by either the Saturday Kalispell Market or the Whitefish Tuesday Market, and I'll show you around.
Okay.
Wow. Right.
Well, that's an invitation.
I made a salad last night. It had peppers in it and, you know, arugula, baby arugula.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That's a good one this time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so the double SNAP dollars, that's good at all of our farmers markets in the area, right?
So we have a booth, Land to Hand has a booth at the Whitefish Market and the Kalispell Market. You can also find Double Snap at the Big Fork, Eureka, Libby, and Troy Markets.
All right.
So if you got Snap, you know, take your Snap card by the booth and get the little tokens, and then you can get double. Wow.
Double Snap.
That's
really
fantastic.
Make your
But this is just on
budget.
Food things. This isn't like on other things.
Well, so your Snap money, if you take it off your card, it's just like you would at a grocery store. So any SNAP eligible item, which is food, so mm-hmm. breads, meats, cheeses, honey.
You can't buy jewelry with it.
No, it's all food.
Okay, yeah. Now you mentioned $30, $30 on the SNAP card, and then 30 is matched?
Exactly, so you can walk away with 60.
All right.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
What a great program. And then there's the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program. Robin will ask you about that next.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You try your best to plan for the unexpected, but sometimes things happen. That's okay. We've got you covered. This is Jennifer Evanoff for Glacier Bank, member FDIC. Let's say you need a new debit card. Maybe it's misplaced or someone used it fraudulently. Glacier Bank will take care of it. But how quickly, you wonder? Right away. No waiting for a new card to arrive in the mail, which can be a real pain. Simply walk inside any Glacier Bank location for your replaced instant issue debit card. You'll have it in a moment and back to your day. Easy. Oh, and there's no charge for the new card. That would just be one more headache. Is there anything else we can help you with? Glacier Bank loves making your life happier and better off.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
We're talking to Landahans Mara Schreigel and Ellen Marin today. And interestingly, we focused on young families, people on a limited income. Let's face it, rent and housing cost so much. You want to make your dollar stretch. So that double SNAP program is great for them. But the other end of the spectrum, the seniors are on a fixed income. So do you have something for them?
We do. We actually just joined this year the Senior Farmer Market Nutrition Program, which is a statewide program funded through the USDA. And it offers a coupon booklet to folks that are 60 years or older, residents of Flathead County, and live with a limited income, so somewhere around 185% of the federal poverty line. And these coupon booklets are good for fruits, vegetables, and honey at all the markets, and they receive $48 over the season.
So, okay. Help us understand where we go to get one of these booklets.
So the booklets are available starting June 1st. You can come visit me at the Kalispell markets or the Whitefish markets. We'll also have a pop-up at the Big Fork market on June 3rd.
You know, what do they have to bring anything to prove income levels?
They don't. It's kind of a self-reported.
Okay.
There is an application process. So it's a short application that we have them fill out on site, and then I do the behind-the-scenes paperwork, but it's all self-reported.
So 185% would be what, approximately?
You know, I actually am not sure.
I'll bet you that would be like 40-some thousand a year or something like that.
That sounds about right.
Which is pretty much double what anybody gets on Social Security. So if you're on Social Security, probably you are instantly in on this deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a fantastic opportunity. So they're worth $48. And, you can just go crazy buying healthy food.
You can, yeah.
Now, you said it's limited to certain items?
It is limited. So if people have gotten senior coupons from us in the past, it's actually changed this year. So this year we can only spend them on fruits, vegetables, and raw honey, but it is more than past years, so we're hoping that allows people's spending budget to go up a little bit, and they can still get their Polebridge sweets at the market.
Oh,
Polebridge sweets? Oh, I didn't.
Now, we haven't really talked about honey, but, you know, the bee, what do they call them? Bee farmers, bee people, honey.
Beekeepers.
Yeah, beekeepers, there you go. I was talking to one, and he mentioned the benefit of local honey is that the bees are pollinating, or, you know, they're landing on plants that maybe you're allergic to, and it helps you build up a resistance to them and overcome.
I have heard that, yeah. The bees around here are such an important part of our ecosystem and our farming practices.
Son of a gun.
Yeah, see what happens when you lay that intellectual boogie-woogie on these experts?
Yeah, what do I know? I just happened to go in down in Lower Valley, and this guy was filling my head full of all kinds of stuff.
Let's circle back here now. I want to be sure everybody knows about the second annual Wildcat Garden Club plant sale. It's tomorrow. What time and where?
3 to 6 p.m. at the Wildcat Garden, which is across the parking lot from the junior high. We're kind of on the corner of Veteran Drive and Talbot Road.
And anybody can show up there and get some plants, right?
And we're talking about what kind of plants again? Tomato and...
We got tomatoes, peppers, we've got flowers. There's herbs like basil. And there's even things like broccoli and cauliflower and kale.
Well, ooh, Robin, kale. Yeah, good.
I go for the broccoli over the kale, but you know, basil. Boy, that's one of my favorite herbs too.
Mm-hmm. Well, hope to see you guys there.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, and then, so they're plants that you can bring home and you can plant in your garden. So they're starters.
Absolutely.
Boy, yeah. Fantastic. All right, you guys, thank you for doing this. This
thank
is really
guys.
Neat. And of course, we really appreciate the fact that you're taking the time to teach these young people how to grow their own.
Yeah. And the double snap dollars available at the farmers markets in the area where you are.
Yes. Right?
And the same for the senior farmers market nutrition program and
there
the coupon books.
Yep.
Yeah.
So get out there
market.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Do your part.
All right. Land a hand. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
It's Glacier Bank's Community Conversations, a service of Glacier Bank, where your checking is totally free. Just about anywhere you are in Northwest Montana, you'll find a Glacier Bank office nearby. Keeping you connected to your friends and your community is an important part of the mission of Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.